Rave Radio. Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
This is Gary Kay, and welcome to my daily rants and raves. This is Gary Kay of Rave Radio. Rave Radio is part of Rave Publications. You can reach us at ravepubs.com. Of course, sponsor of Rave Radio is Hypersign. They're a digital signage company, specializes in AV products, or digital signage products aimed at AV integrators. So today I have a special, this is part of our Infocom Spotlight series, and I am joined today by Yoav Neer. Yoav Neer is the Business Development Manager of Collaboration for Barco, and of course everybody listening has certainly heard of Barco because they've been making projectors longer than any company in the world, I think, that still makes projectors today. Yoav, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Gary. Nice to be on the call.
Well, thank you for joining me today, and I specifically asked Yoav to join Rave Radio today to talk about ClickShare. And I know a lot of you have heard me talk about ClickShare in past podcasts, and also I've written a lot about ClickShare. ClickShare is one of my favorite products over the last 5 years. There's been a few products out there that I tend to gravitate towards that are sort of innovative products and differentiators in the industry that help not only help manufacturers stand out and differentiate themselves, but also sort of using a hackneyed term, can become game changers in the industry. ClickShare is a wireless presentation system, and what it allows you to do is simply connect up a little pod with a button on it and through USB and press a button, and all of a sudden you're presenting wirelessly on a projector. I know I've oversimplified that, Yoav, but I know it took a little bit, it was a little bit more difficult than that to build, but you've been involved with ClickShare since the very beginning. Why don't you tell a little bit about the story?
Well, Gary, I think indeed that that you summarized it very well. Basically, it's clicking a button to get your content on the screen. And the nice thing is that there are a few buttons in the room, so every participant in theory can have their button. And when I want to show something, they just click and they show it on the screen. This is basically the summary of the story. Now, obviously, the technology behind it, there's a lot that went into it, and that's based on years of experience we have in having collaboration on large displays by multi-participants. And the challenge we took on ourselves with ClickShare was to take all that wonderful technology and know-how we had within Barco and bring that from, you know, the high-end immersive systems to the general meeting room with a display where people get together, you know, very often, very frequently, either scheduled or ad hoc, and support them in sharing, the information they have with their colleagues.
Right, and what's neat about ClickShare is it's not PC, it's not Windows, it's not Mac, it's whatever device you want to bring in. In fact, you added iPad and iPhone connectivity to ClickShare earlier this year, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that compatibility is integrated already, correct?
Yes, that's indeed correct. We actually have an app that you can get from the App Store, which would run on your iPad or your iPhone. That allows you to share your content through ClickShare. Absolutely. And the nice thing about it, one, it's available, and two, it's for free. So, you know, that's very nice. And for the there's another solution we have out there for those that want to use their Apple TV. We actually also have a separate solution that we call the ClickShare Link that allows you to connect the Apple TV to ClickShare. So there you can use AirPlay to connect to the system. And both of them can work together. So you can have and the app and the Apple TV through the ClickShare link connected to the system. Yeah.
So the way ClickShare works now is that you have four of these buttons. And basically, as I describe them as buttons because they literally look like little round buttons, you plug them into a USB port of a computer, a laptop, desktop, whatever you want it to be. And then all of a sudden, the content that's on the screen goes wireless to a projector or monitor. Does when you use the iPad or iPhone app, does it take up one of the four, or can you still have four laptops in the room and then you add another one by using an iPad or an iPhone?
So So that's an excellent question, Gary. So indeed, the standard set of ClickShare comes with four buttons. Obviously, for users that want to have more buttons in the room, for you know larger room, but you will have more participants, 8 to 12 people, and even more than that, you can just add buttons. So that's the nice thing about the system. You just get extra buttons, you pair them with a device, and you're ready to go. So it's a very flexible solution. And it doesn't change anything on your base unit. So when you decide on the ClickShare unit, you know you can get a set with the four buttons, and later on expand it with just adding extra buttons. So that's one thing. And then when you combine it with the ClickShare app, where you want to show the iPad on the screen, it's just going to show up as one of the sources in the room. So we determine the number of sources on the screen simultaneously to be a maximum of four. You know, in theory, we could make it higher, but from a lot of user discussions and use case evaluations, you know, four sources on the screen at once was more than enough for what people need to do. And those four can be, you know, either a PC or a Mac or an iPad. And it's transparent for the user. So independent of which device it's shared, all of them get the same amount of screen space in the meeting.
So basically you can have everybody's connected virtually, but then only four displaying at any moment in time.
Exactly.
So you don't need a button. If you want to display an iPad, you don't need a button to do that. The iPad, by using the app, is now compatible with the system. It's just when you want to put one of those four up there, if the iPad's going to be one of the four, it's got to share it with the other three, but it doesn't require a button to do that. It's done virtually.
Yeah, that's exactly. So with the ClickShare app, did I mention it was for free?
A couple of times.
Okay. So with the ClickShare app, we actually have, if you want, a digital button. That's the nice thing about it. It's on the top right corner of the app,
okay, of
the GUI, and it looks like the physical button. And basically what you do is you click that virtual button, and you know, it's white, it's a white ring, like with the physical button where you're connected and ready to share. When you click the button, then it becomes red and then you're on screen. And we also emulate the click and hold, that when you click and hold, when you push the button, you're actually taking over the screen. So all of that is transparent also with the ClickShare app.
Okay, and then to make sure people understand this too, this is not just video, it's also audio.
Yep, indeed. So when we brought up ClickShare, an immediate feedback we had also from the user discussions was, you know, gee, we really would like to have audio with that. And we promised when we launched the product in October, when we started shipping in October, that we'll have audio. And since April, with the latest software version, audio is included. So basically, when you connect your laptop to the screen, you click the button, you're not only sending over the video image, you're also sending over the audio. And that must be emphasized, which was a key element for R&D, it is lip-synced. So when you're sharing video, it's going to be lip-synced with the audio, which was, again, from a technological point of view, a challenge, but for the user, it's just, you know, very easy to use.
So people who are familiar with the way Apple AirPlay works, which is sort of a closed system because you have to have all Apple devices for that to work. So an iPhone, an iPad, laptops running OS X that are newer since mid-2012, then they can connect wirelessly through an Apple TV, and then it displays anything that's on your screen through the Apple TV. It's a lot like that, except what you've done is, in addition to that functionality, you've added compatibility with Windows-based computers in addition to the ability to mix the two together. I mean, is that probably a good way to summarize all this?
Yeah, that's an excellent way to summarize it, absolutely. And, you know, when we started the ClickShare project, the big thing then was the analog sunset and the digital sunrise, where the main concern of the AV manager was, how do I make sure that I can handle both laptops with a VGA output, and then, you know, with the new laptops coming only with digital outputs, how do I make sure that all of them can connect in the meeting room? And that was the first thing that we solved with ClickShare, basically just sending the content over USB. right? So and now we gave the AV manager a fully digital solution, which is ClickShare, where we don't care on, you know, your legacy laptops or your new laptops. All of them are compatible with the system. But then as we brought it out to the market, again, the next challenge was now that we have the analog sound set, the next challenge was, what about mobile devices?
Right.
You know, obviously, Apple triggered that with the iPad, and we are seeing more devices coming there. And this is absolutely a dimension where, you know, we have the app available today, but in our roadmap, we certainly have a lot of things looking forward on increasing the capabilities for mobile devices in the meeting room with ClickShare.
So we actually, I'm not even sure you're aware of this, but we gave it the Best of Infocom Award last year for Best New Wireless Technology. And it was actually in running for Best New Product at the entire show. It was pretty sort of a shocking introduction to see a company that traditionally is known for making projectors and flat screen displays to come out with a product that differentiates you that much. I mean, there have been projector manufacturers that have done some unique things. I mean, there's, you could go through each of the names of the manufacturers, and they've tried to differentiate themselves a little bit. And in fact, back, if you went back in the history of Barco, there was a time where you guys built switchers and distribution amplifiers and things like that. But this is sort of different. I mean, is this, I understand, I mean, a lot of you guys worked on the projector side and the R&D side and on marketing of your technology, both in presentation, simulation, and all the different groups that you have. But I mean, this is sort of a whole different thing. I mean, this is really, this is almost like having a computer technology group inside your organization more than a projector design group, right? I mean, am I overcomplicating? Is it really simpler than what I'm making it out to be?
No, I think that's a fair statement, Gary. And it's actually, you know, when we originally showed ClickShare, a lot of people were surprised to see it coming from Barco. You know, obviously it's not a projector. It doesn't have a lamp, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't emit light, which is still a core part of our business. Yet when you look at all the things we were doing within Barco to enable people to make good use of the projectors they had, you know, to improve their productivity and effectivity in the meeting rooms where they were using our displays and wanted to share content on those displays, we did a lot of work in that regard to add value in the meeting room. And so from that perspective, it's not strange that something like this comes from Barco, because we had a technology. I think the step that we had to take as a company, which was different from what we were doing before that, is really take that technology, but bring it, if you want, to the mass market of the meeting room. Take it out of the niche, bring it mainstream. And the other thing is, it's available with any display. I mean, obviously, we are happy when someone you know, integrates ClickShare with a Barco projector, with a Barco display. Also now with the projection design team on board. We have more projectors out there that can be used with ClickShare. So we certainly love it when people do that. Yet on the other hand, we still expect the, you know, a lot of ClickShares out there to be used with non-Barco displays, which is fine, which is part of our strategy.
Right. And in fact, when I was at ISE, when I spoke to the guys at ISE when y'all were introducing sort of second generation, the show over in Europe, ISE's Integrated Systems Europe, which happens every end of January and beginning of February every year in Amsterdam. They specifically were sort of a separate little group inside the stand at the show talking. It was interesting because you're standing in the Barco booth and they're saying, you know, we honestly don't care if you use an NEC or a Christie or whoever's brand a projector or monitor out there, because we want it, it's universally compatible with everybody. And we want, of course, we want them to use a Barco because we're Barco, but at the same time, we have to be agnostic as far as the device that's being connected. We have to be able to work with everybody. So that was kind of an interesting thing to hear while you're standing inside the Barco booth or the Barco stand.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we specify the resolution outputs that we support, and that's it. So,
right.
You know, whatever display you're getting that is in line with those resolutions, we commit to compatibility with it.
That's an important point, too, I think, for those of you listening. I mean, the majority of our listeners are obviously AV integrators and large users. You know, people that we have listening to our podcasts are people who are integrating AV equipment, which also includes, you know, IT managers and AV managers at universities and Fortune 500 companies, read our content and also listen to our podcasts. And it's important because this is sort of a network-based product in a way. And it is universally compatible. So therefore, you don't have to go through and replace the projectors that you have. In fact, it's compatible with all the legacy devices that are out there, because all you're doing is plugging in a device that converts the signal, the click share signal, into an analog or digital signal that can be connected to a projector. Again, I don't mean to oversimplify it, but the reason why I point that out is you don't have to be a Barco dealer to buy this product. In fact, in the U.S., you distribute it through Starin and even Herman Miller, the furniture company. In Europe, I believe you distribute it using distributors as well, and they don't necessarily have to be Barco-only distributors. Am I right in that, or did I misstate something?
Well, we have set a distribution channel for ClickShare. So, for example, in the U.S., that is Starin.
Right.
Herman Miller is one of our business partners. Not necessarily related to the other Barco business.
Integrator is not a Barco dealer and they want to, if they're interested in ClickShare, of course, they can go to the barco.com/clickshare site, ClickShare. But if they want to try it out, they can actually contact the distributor Starin, Starin, and actually get a demo of the product. They don't have to actually be a Barco dealer, right?
Exactly. In the meanwhile, since Q4 of last year, we have hundreds of resellers that are now on board with the ClickShare program, with our distribution channel, and obviously a lot of them are not Barco resellers. And Gary, by the way, just another remark. Obviously, a lot of the ClickShare units are used purely on flat panels.
Right.
So we have them obviously with projectors, and we all think and love projectors. But more and more of the meeting rooms out there are with flat panels, 80-inch, 100-inch, 67-inch, and a lot of those are now hooked up with ClickShare.
So you spoke of resolution a minute ago. What are the resolution, maximum capabilities of ClickShare? How high a resolution can you distribute wirelessly using ClickShare?
Yeah, so that's a good question. The display resolution itself, so the display that we are driving, today we can go up to 2x wide UXGA. So basically you could have two flat panels, HD or wide UXGA, and they can be driven with one ClickShare base unit. Okay, we have two outputs, a display port and a DVI output that would drive those two displays. Now, another thing we have done in the meanwhile is with for example, the projection design F35 panoram projector,
right,
which is 2560x1080. So that display also can be driven with one ClickShare unit, which is really very nice to see and work with, because you have one wide aspect ratio display, and then when you're showing two sources side by side, it's very transparent. There is no blend. There is no hard edge. It really is a very good combinations of two technologies where 1+1 is 3.
Right. Yeah. So WUXGA, you said it's capable of driving two WUXGA displays side by side, which is 1920x1200. So two 1920x1200 displays side by side.
Yes.
Okay. And one display.
And a single 2560x1080 resolution, like with Panorama F35 projector.
Okay, so a single display would be 2560 by, what did you say?
1080,
right. And that's the only display that can do that resolution right now is the F35 from Projection Design, right? Is there something else out there I'm not aware of?
Maybe. I mean, it could be that there is a display out there with a similar resolution. you know, typically I would say try it out, and if you have doubts, let your reseller know, and you can take it up with the distributor, and then we can support them with those technical questions.
Okay, so and the idea is that you can either, with those two monitors, you can have the four screens showing simultaneously, you can have one screen having a full screen image and the other screen showing the four other presenters in the room that are capable of presenting at any moment in time, or you know, any combination of either, right?
Yeah, so what we have done is we kept the total number of sources to four, which we really find as a well-balanced number. So when you have two screens, if you have two people sharing, you know, which is, you know, that's going to be the majority of the time where you have people comparing side by side, it's going to be two images side by side, then each of them get the full resolution of the screen.
Right.
Which improves the readability of the text, right? If you have two spreadsheets side by side or a spreadsheet next to a PowerPoint, you'll really be able to see all the details of the spreadsheet. Now, if you go to three or four sources, then basically we split those over the two screens.
Right.
So three sources is going to be two sources on one screen, and then one source on the other screen, and then four sources is going to be two on each side.
Okay.
Again, for the user, it's transparent. The main thing we are achieving is that we increase the pixel real estate so they can show more information split over those two screens. The ease of use remains the same. The user doesn't need to choose, you know, I want to see this source on that screen or the other source on the other screen. They just click the buttons and ClickShare automatically and intelligently position those sources over the two screens.
Yeah, in the early days of sort of wireless transmission systems that were out there, and every manufacturer sort of had a one-to-one thing that they were trying to integrate into their projectors, and you know, a lot of these interactive projectors have that capability. One of the things that was left out was they would say anything that's on your computer screen can be sent wirelessly to our projector, except video. So when you opened up a video window and played, you know, a video from Netflix or even a YouTube video, that window would be blank. ClickShare. The nice thing about ClickShare is, and I guess this is a little kudos for you guys, is that it literally is displaying everything that you have on the screen. So if you're showing a video, whether it's online or on your desktop, it's displaying simultaneously on the laptop screen and the large screen at the same time. I assume that was a pretty tricky R&D thing, but there, you know, there are very few wireless standards out there that did that up until ClickShare came along.
Indeed. That was, from an R&D point of view, there is quite some technology behind it. And certainly in terms of video, I would tell the listeners, stay tuned. There are also some very interesting things we are doing in that regard on video. So make sure to stay tuned on our website and see for our latest announcements also on video performance.
So... what about, so you mentioned the Apple AirPlay, and a lot of people know AirPlay because it sort of surprised everybody that it's able to do what it's able to do. But what about the new Intel WiDi standard? Are you looking at integrating that or being compatible with that? Or are you sort of studying it because it's new and not sure exactly what your position is going to be on that? Or, you know, I know it doesn't do exactly the same thing, but it seems to have a fairly rapid adoption, even though it's not, it's sort of a standard that everybody's talking about, but nobody's actually showing anything yet that's shippable. What is your feeling on WiDi?
Yeah, we certainly want to stay very close to all the technologies that are out there. And, you know, our goal is to confirm to our corporate users that to have the device that's most compatible with the different technologies out there that they want to go with ClickShare. And certainly WiDi is one of the things that fit in there. Where we will bring the extra value is adding the security that it will work. So when we, you know, when we release something that it's very well tested and doesn't have a lot of side conditions, so that you just know it will work. And that's going to be compatible with as much as possible standard. Keeping the same ease of use, because even with WiDi today, there are still so many site conditions related to that. You know, just looking at your Wi-Fi card in your PC, you need to make sure that that's compatible with the WiDi setup. So it's not always straightforward to assure that compatibility. Yet from our end, we will make sure that as much as possible devices out there will be compatible with the Plixure Unit.
Yeah, and one of the things about WiDi is, and we actually have an article on our website right now. If you go to ravepubs.com, we actually have an article that explains WiDi technology, which is an Intel-based standard that's been adopted by, you know, a lot of consumer TV manufacturers already, is that it is seemed to be aimed at the consumer, even though they sort of promote it as a standard that, you know, anything you show on your laptop can be shown. It's clear based on the resolutions being 1080p and what they're doing that it's aimed at the consumer standard right now. But it's something I would definitely watch, and I know you guys are probably going to pay attention to this. And but at the same time, you know, for those of you who are interested in reading about it, it is on our, there is an article on our website, and I suppose you guys at Barco are paying attention to it as well, and maybe you're a member of the WiDi group just to keep track of what they're doing. I'm not sure.
Well, yes and yes, guys. So yes, we keep we stay in touch with WiDi and other technologies out there, and we are part of the group as well. But I think you said it also very correctly. The number one focus is on the consumer market, whereas from our end, you know, we are focusing mainly on the corporate market,
right,
where ease of use and simplicity is so much more important. You know, people will fiddle at home and take the time to figure out how things work, you know, and they can spend hours until they finally get it. Within a fixed environment, in a corporate environment, people just don't have the time to learn this stuff. So we need to make sure it's as simple to them as that they just know, okay, I'm going to click this button and it's going to work.
Right, and there's not a tremendous amount of network setup or complexity with getting it to work on existing networks. That's another sort of advantage of it as well. Speaking of which, I know you probably won't answer this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What is the future of ClickShare? Like, what are you going to do? I know you're probably not willing to say what you're going to do at Infocom because you want to make it a big surprise for everybody, but are you willing to at least, you've sort of hinted at video. You haven't told me anything off the record about video, but you hinted at video during this interview. And remember, I'm interviewing right now Yoav Nir, who's the business development manager of collaboration at Barco, talking about ClickShare, barco.com/ClickShare. I assume that you're hinting at video. I'm assuming that means you're going to have compatibility with 4K video or some sort of new, some of the higher resolution video standards. But are you willing to talk about some of the future features that you plan for ClickShare or future versions of ClickShare?
Well, I think that what I certainly am happy to share right now is indeed in you know, on video, stay tuned on what we're going to do in terms of the video performance. The other thing that that I would certainly bring forward as an important element in our roadmap is mobile devices and assuring the compatibility with mobile devices in the meeting room with the side condition of a corporate environment, not a home environment. And then, you know, other devices out there that will continue to come, Microsoft with their Microsoft Surface. I don't think we have seen a lot of that yet in the industry. We expect more of that to come. We already did some testing with the first Microsoft Surface Pro units out there. That works as well. So, certainly the dimension of mobile devices, stay tuned for that. And we want to be the technology of choice for collaboration in the meeting room.
So,
and we'll do whatever is necessary to achieve.
So I'm going to translate what you said because you didn't totally answer my question, but I think I got some information out of that, even though you didn't totally answer my question. My translation is, stay tuned, but that because you're going to have an Android-compatible version, and you're going to have a Windows Mobile-compatible version, so it'll work on the Windows tablets and also phones, and then the Android tablets and phones. I'm convinced that that's what that meant. And then for the video side, I'm guessing that you're going to be pushing the limits in resolution and maybe raise the resolution up to beyond WUXGA and do some higher resolution stuff. So that's what I'm going to guess. But I could be wrong, but we'll see. We will, if whatever you do launch at Infocom, we will actually have on our Infocom portal at ravenowinfocom.com. You just go to ravepubs.com during the Infocom show, and you can see all the new stuff that launches at Infocom. And Barco is a sponsor of our Infocom coverage. I'm not even sure you're aware of that, Yoav, but you're a sponsor of our Infocom coverage, which means that we'll be shooting videos on all the products that you'll be launching at Infocom the day before the show opens, and we'll have those uploaded the moment the show opens. So for those of you who aren't at the show and can't go to the Barco booth as soon as the show opens, as soon as the show opens at 9 a.m. on Wednesday morning, the first day of the show, you'll actually see the new products that Barco will launch at the show, and I suspect that they'll probably be some of those features integrated into ClickShare at Infocom. If not, there'll be a lot of other new products that people want to stop by and see. So what about anything else? Did I leave anything off? I mean, I feel like I know the ClickShare product pretty well because I've not only followed it fairly closely, but I've actually used it myself. So, but did I miss anything?
Well, I think, Gary, that we covered the technology and roadmap very well. What we didn't speak a lot about is obviously at the end of the day the user community out there. And, you know, I think the great thing for us was the confirmation that, you know, from the people using the product, we see, you know, today being used in different industries, you know, oil and gas, financial industry, the pharmaceutical industry, manufacturing, higher education. So it's really used by anyone basically that goes to meeting rooms. And just a confirmation from the community, both from the AV managers that, you know, whose life we made much simpler with ClickShare, and at the same time, the users, the people in the meeting room using the technology, you know, that give us two thumbs up and, you know, confirm the value they are getting out of the product. More productive meetings, more efficient meetings. And that's great. That keeps us motivated and you know, moving forward with continuing on this this wonderful product and roadmap.
Well, normally I would have cut you off there because that sounds like a sales pitch. But at the same time, I'm a big fan of ClickShare.
Should I do it again?
A little bit, but I'm a big fan of ClickShare, and I think it is a good product, and it's a good differentiator for Barco because although y'all have great projectors, there are a lot of companies out there that have great projectors, and I know that you would say yours are better, but there are some really good companies out there, and also, you know, I think it helps to differentiate you guys because of your merger or your purchase or whatever you want to call it now of projection design. I think that sort of helped you, especially helped projection design in the U.S. I'm not sure you're aware of sort of our structure here, but I think that was a good merger, and I think it'll help your organization. But I think ClickShare really sort of is that one product that sort of makes you guys stand out a little differently and has a lot of potential to pull you guys in a different direction and actually make you sort of a driver in the glue space of the market, meaning there's a lot going on in controlling AV systems and managing content in AV systems, so signal routing and distribution. And I think ClickShare allows you to sort of be in the driver's seat of helping manage that a little bit, especially as things move closer and closer to being wireless and on the network. So I commend you for that. I think you all have a good product out there, and it's moving in the right direction. So congratulations, and I wish you the best in the future. Do stay in touch and let us know as things move forward. And for those of you listening, again, we've been talking, if you just for some reason just popped in the end of this podcast, I've been talking to Yoav Nier of Barco. He's the business development manager of collaboration. He's based in Belgium. You barely have an accent, Yoav. You did a great job. The accent might be depending on where you're listening.
Thank you.
We're a global publication, and so depending on where you're listening to this from, he may not have the accent. I may be the one with the accent. And if you're in the U.S., you probably think I have a Southern accent. So we have a lot of accents at different levels here. But anyway, thank you very much for your time and attention to this. If you want to learn more about Barco's ClickShare, just go to barco.com/ClickShare, C-L-I-C-K-S-H-A-R-E. And as I said, we'll be We'll be monitoring everything that you guys launch at InfoComm through our InfoComm portal, ravenowinfocomm.com. We look forward to meeting you at InfoComm again. It's been quite a few years. I think I met you 6 or 7 years ago, so it'd be good to see you again.
Indeed.
And thank you for your
Looking
time.
Looking forward to it as well, Gary.
Yeah. Well, thank you again, and you have a great day, and I look forward to hearing about the future of ClickShare as future versions debut. So this is Gary Kay. This has been my Rave Radio Daily Rants and Raves. It's a special InfoComm Spotlight edition. And again, we've been talking about the Barco ClickShare product. Thanks for listening and have a great day.